Welcome back to WD Magic Cast for the week of August 21st, 2024. This is episode 255. WD Magic Cast, the show about the mouse, the marvels, the galaxy, and beyond. I'm your host, Matthew Graykin. In this week's show, which we should be talking about Earth Day, and we're not. And we should be talking about our 6th anniversary, but we're not. We are discussing some of the random, more interesting or unknown things that you can find in your subscription to Disney Plus. Some of it you may need Hulu as well, some of it you don't. But Dave Gallman and I will be discussing some of the surprising gems or surprising shows. I can't say they're all gems, but surprising shows or movies that we found available to you on Disney Plus. Don't forget to subscribe to our social medias, where we can be found just about everywhere at WD Magic Cast, which would be including Threads, X, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the above. Make sure again to subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you can also hear this episode on there and some of the other goodies that we get posted up from time to time. Check out our T Public store as well, where you get some really cool WD Magic Cast stuff to help out your favorite podcast, or us anyway, and get something cool for yourself. Help us out. Everyone wins. And on that bombshell, on with the show. Ever since its inception in about, what was that, 2020? When everyone was kind of locked down, stuck inside their house, this beauty comes along that's called Disney Plus. And I've always said it's kind of one of your best bang for your bucks. That there's a lot of great stuff in there, a lot of stuff that you don't realize is available on it. And to this day, I still say that it is true. So I figured, I was kind of searching around the other day, and I'm like, wait a second, this is available on there? Oh, wait, they have this on here? Oh, this seems interesting. I want to watch this. There's a lot of stuff on Disney Plus that you just don't realize is available to you. Some of it, you may surprise you and go, oh, wait, that's on here. Or some of it you may go, I never knew something like that was out there, and this is where I find it. And speaking of someone that you don't, is out there and you don't know about it, but he's downstairs doing his laundry to not avoiding people, but doing his laundry because he needs to get clean underwear, people. Come on. Dave Gallman has emerged from his basement to join living and talk to us about what he has found on Disney Plus, including socks.
Thank you once again for having me, Matthew. Yeah, I don't know why it takes me 2 hours to, fold my laundry. I just don't get it.
Hey, why do you need a PlayStation 5 controller in your hands to do it?
Exactly.
The world will never know.
It's amazing how that happens, Came down, started folding my underwear. Final Fantasy Rebirth. Yeah, let's see what's going on. Oh boy, what are you gonna do?
Just keep doing what you're doing, Dave. We love you for that. You're beautiful people.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. Like, again, with this list that I have or what you have, I'm pretty sure you may not have seen it. I haven't watched any of the stuff that I have on my list here. But it could be interesting to people out there, and myself included, and, if they didn't know it was out there and they listened to this, you can go on Disney Plus, Hulu, and you'll find them.
I know we came up on an agreed upon number, and both of our lists exceed that substantially.
Yeah.
I will say on the list I have, not knowing what we have on each other's lists. Mm-hmm. On my list, I have seen three of them.
Okay.
And I just wrote down another one, so four. But yes, so I have seen some, not the majority by any chance, but I've seen some. And some of them I've combined into one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, so why don't you kick us off, because you are our you know, wonderful man in the chair.
All right. So I guess for the Beatles fans out there, you can McCartney, 3-2-1, Paul McCartney sits down with a rare in-depth one-on-one with Rick Rubin to discuss the groundbreaking work with the Beatles. That sound like, I wouldn't think that's on Disney, you know, but it is. And if you're a Beatles fan, I'm sure this is, it sounds good. I might be interested in seeing it myself.
I love the Beatles. I love McCartney. So yeah, I was that one of the ones I just kind of randomly, I might've quickly saw and didn't pay attention to, but yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And yeah, like you said, for the Beatles fans, there is a number of Beatles gems out there, and they're actually releasing, oh my goodness, I can't believe I forgot the name of the movie, but they're, the movie, their one movie is coming to Disney Plus. So you have, not Yellow Submarine, the other one.
I'm drawing.
Hard Day's deep. Night.
There you go. Are you sure?
Hard Day's Night is coming to Disney Plus, remastered, cleaned up, touched up, given a nice fresh haircut. Yes, mm-hmm. That's coming to Disney Plus. There's actually a fair amount of nice little of Beatles or just music gems in there too. There's actually a whole bunch of K-pop stuff on there if you're into K-pop, which I thought was interesting. And that's not on my list, but yeah, it's. Yeah, for you know, for Beatles fans, there's actually a couple of nice little things to check out.
Now, for something like this, because this is, I guess, a document, docuseries or whatever, I'm assuming. Do they have the rights to this from all the acquisitions they did, or you know what I mean, or is this something they just paid extra for to get it on their streaming service? You understand what I'm? Mm-hmm. Is it a part of the umbrella? That's why it's on there. Because you know how Netflix will go out and grab, like, pay to have a movie on, and then it runs its course, and then they got to give it up.
Well, in all fairness, that is the case across the board. Okay. So whether if the property is a Disney property or not, they're still paying for it. They may not be paying as much if it's an in-house product.
Mm-hmm.
But they are still paying for it. So, like, something that you would expect on Disney Plus. So, say...
So, you're saying, like, Willow. Remember when the Willow series came out? That's a Disney product. It's under the Disney umbrella. But they, I guess, because it didn't do so well, they cut it from the streaming service.
Right.
Okay.
Or even, I was going to say, Toy Story.
Okay.
So, Disney Plus writes a check to Pixar to say, okay, we want... Toy Story on here. Here's our, now it may come to a discount because, you know, it's all in the family versus if you were to send Toy Story to say Netflix where they're going to charge them more. But yeah, no, they still have to pay for the licensing rights.
I got you.
To the main studio. So yeah, nothing comes for free.
Hmm.
Even though you would think it's in the same company that they would have to, you know, that it would be, okay, nope, here, you get this one, you get this one, you get this one.
Right, because when you think of Disney Plus, sorry to sidetrack, but you're thinking Star Wars, Marvel, you know, the main IPs, they're definitely going to be on there. So when you see, as I'm doing this, you know, the research for the show, when you're seeing these other programs on there, you're wondering, how did this get on Disney Plus, you know?
Yeah. You know, that is... okay. Yeah, that is one of the interesting ones. And they, like I said, they've been doing some stuff with the Beatles. They had the one documentary that came out last year, which wasn't this one. There was it was on the Beatles themselves. Mm-hmm. They had the movie coming up, so they kind of worked some magic with them.
All right. What do you got? What was your first one?
So speaking of like random things that you would find on Disney Plus, you wouldn't expect to, but they probably paid a little extra for this because it's not theirs. Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is on the Hulu end, so you do need a Hulu subscription to be able to see that. Mm. But yes, the original first two Ghostbuster movies are available through Disney Plus through the Hulu section.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't think that IP would be on Disney.
No, Plus. That's definitely not an IP you were expecting.
That is very strange.
Like, wait, what? How? Wait, who? What? Wait a second. Because I remember Ryan, he likes the Ghostbuster movies. He wants to watch them. I have the first one on DVD. I don't have the second one. Where can I get them so you can see the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hulu? Really? What? Sure.
Haunted Mansion? Okay.
I mean, I think some of that has to do with their deal with Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have an interesting little, it's a Sony product. Or IP, but they have kind of a deal with Sony to be able to distribute or have on their streaming services some of the Sony library, because Sony is one of the few studios that doesn't have a streaming service. Very smart of them. So they just make money off of everybody else. And this was all tied up with the whole Spider-Man situation.
I can see
so
that.
For Disney to pull in the rights to have the Spider-Man IP along with the rest of the MCU on Disney Plus, they worked out this whole agreement, and they get additional movies and stuff. And obviously, Ghostbusters 1 and 2 must have been one of them, because there they are.
All right. So if it's still on there, Halloween will be here before you know it. In for some scary, it wasn't that scary, but if you're in for a Halloween kind of movie,
fun, entertaining,
right?
Definitely fits into the Halloween theme, but just it's good anytime,
yes.
And keep in mind, like I said, we are recording this, April 21st, 2024. Within a week that this could all change, or it could still be the same.
Right.
As of this moment, these things are available on Disney Plus. And this is also to just encourage you to just look around, besides what's shown to you on the main menu screen, that there is a lot of things buried in there that won't pop up on your menu screen that you may like or may be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, all right. Well, all right, the second one I found, I mean, I don't know how it's from Cartoon Network. It might be like a kid, it says it's Fantasy Kids. So I don't know what the age group is for it, but it's from 2014. It's called Over the Garden Wall. And it says it's Cartoon Network's first animated miniseries. So when I read that description, I remember when Cartoon Network was first kicking off and stuff like,
yes.
So I'm like, that sparked my interest only for that. Cause I'm like, I don't know how good this series is, but I might want to check it out just to see their first original series that they had back in the day when it came out. So,
yeah, that sounds interesting. That could be good. That's from the Hulu end that they have, the Cartoon Network stuff.
Included with your Hulu. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious now that Disney has bought out NBC Universal's stake in Hulu, how much longer they will have access to their library. Mm-hmm. Things like 30 Rock and anything on the Cartoon Network, Sci-Fi Network, those type of things. So mm-hmm. I'm curious about that. But at the same time, I mean, again, it's out there now. Just take advantage of it.
Yep. All right.
All right.
What's your next one?
Next up, I have the 2010 series. BBC series. BBC series, Sherlock.
Ooh.
Starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
Ooh. That's on here, huh?
Yeah, that's on the through the Hulu section. But yeah, it is available to watch on there, which is actually, if you haven't watched it, even though it's a modern telling of Sherlock Holmes, as in they took it in, it's in modern times.
A modern, yeah.
It is really well done.
Is this one of the ones you saw? You've seen?
I've seen this. Yeah, this is one of the this in Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm.
Well, we know BBC don't mess around. Some of their shows, like I remember, Merlin on the BBC was really good. You know, so that's and Doctor Who, right? BBC.
Doctor Who, absolutely. Yep.
And now you got this. So that's why when you say it was on, I might have to check this one out now.
Yeah, 4 seasons available through your Hulu subscription. Sherlock Holmes is updated for a new generation with Benedict Cumberbatch in the title role as Martin Freeman as Watson. I hate this. It doesn't give me the full description. But, here we go. Description. Details. The pair forge an unbreakable alliance as they solve a series of baffling crimes together. And it touches on a number of like Holmes' addictions and some of the other stuff that goes on. I thought it's a fantastically done series. I really, really enjoyed watching it. So if you haven't seen it, I do highly suggest, especially if you like Sherlock Holmes. And that's something I've watched for years and always have enjoyed it. All 4 seasons are available here on Disney+/Hulu. And again, it's got one of the actors in Hollywood who has the best name, Benedict Cumberbatch. Or Doctor Strange to some
Doctor Strange, yes.
Protect the wizard.
Oh, boy. All right, my next one seems like I didn't realize how many Hulu things I've picked, but whatever. It is what it is. This, I want, I didn't know this. It's a movie from 2023, so I didn't know it was out there, but it has the people that I find funny from the Super Trooper guys, and they do Tacoma FD now, and those guys crack me up. It's called Quasi, I think, for Quasimodo. And, interesting. Where did my thing go? It says, from the guys who brought you Super Troopers, a hapless hunchback yearns for love, but finds himself in the middle of a murderous feud between the Pope and the King of France when each orders the hunchback to kill each other.
What?
Now,
what?
It looks, for me, it's got my kind of humor. And it again, it's those guys, those same actors that I find hilarious. In like medieval garbs and stuff. It's,
oh goodness!
From your reaction, I'm guessing you would not want to see this movie.
that's not something that goes is in my way. Some people, that is absolutely their thing, and more power to you. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And laugh your pants off. Go right ahead. Then put them back on. But
yeah.
Yeah, no, good. That is awesome. Not for me, but that is awesome. Yeah.
It's like, like the Mel Brooks type movies or the Naked Gun kind of movies. It's that kind of goofy humor that I love.
I could take Mel Brooks.
Right.
I could take Mel Brooks.
Right. But it might be a little bit wackier or how do I say it? Adult-ish than Mel right. Brooks would do. You know what I mean?
Wait, are you claiming Mel Brooks is not?
Well, he was, but there's different levels of, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen a bunch of Mel Brooks movies, and I know kind of where his limits are, like how far he would take certain things.
Which, speaking of, Robin Hood Men in Tights is something you could get on Disney Plus through.
There you go. Didn't know that was on there, but hey, Spaceballs on Disney Plus?
Strangely enough, no, not yet. It should. It needs to.
Yeah.
And if they do, they need to put it in the Star Wars section.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
All right. I had to switch them up because the one I was going to follow is a complete downer. So let me put something that's also a little more humorous into it, which is America's Funniest Home Videos Animal Edition.
Ah.
So wow. Something again, and this is straight Disney Plus. So no Hulu needed on this one. It's two seasons, 24 episodes. It's Nat Geo's National Geographic's America's Home Funniest Home Videos with I want to call him Victor Alfonso. No. Alfonso, guy from Fresh Prince.
Will Smith?
No.
The dude that, Carlton.
Yes.
I know that's not his
Carlton,
name.
Carlton. No, not yeah. Carlton, but Carlton.
I know who you're talking about. And now that you put me on a spot, I can't remember his name.
It's a good thing we never have him on this show.
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro. That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
I had the Alfonso part. Yeah. He hosts the show, does a great job. He does all the commentary for it. We just happened to put it on the other day where we were sitting around and just couldn't find anything to put on. And Kim just saw this on that on there and stuck it on and okay, we'll just watch an episode. And like four episodes later, we finally turned it off. Mm. So again, it's something that the entire family can sit down and enjoy.
Yes.
You know, it's animals doing weird, funny things. And, you know, him adding, you know, some sort of offbeat comment about, you know, what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, it's just enjoyable.
Is that, so that was a channel, that was an ABC show, correct?
America's Funniest Home Videos is ABC. This show, for a time period, America's Funniest Home Videos did have an animal section on it, mm-hmm. I believe, but then they stopped that. Now they brought it back because this is 2019, so I know it was a lot earlier than that. So they have this one now. This was on National Geographic's.
Oh, okay.
So in 2001, that's after the Disney acquisition.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
I believe, yes.
All right. My next one would be for any NBA fans out there, a movie from 2022 called Rise. And I'm going to mispronounce their names. Real life story about the Antetokounmpos and the first trio of brothers to become NBA champions.
Oh, yes, so, yes. I remember hearing about this.
Yes. So this is one that I didn't realize was there, and I might be willing to watch this because that seems, you know what I mean? Seems like a compelling story to watch. Yes.
Right. I do remember them talking about this coming out and seeing about it. I never got down to sitting down to watch this one. Mm-hmm. I did watch Safety. I actually did a review on Safety. But so yeah, that was all right. It was enjoyable. But I think this one actually they put a little more effort into. So it was definitely something worth worth checking out.
Yep.
So my next one, which again is going to be a little more of a downer, is the Challenger disaster, the lost tapes.
Mm.
The story of the space shuttle Challenger through rarely seen images, videos, and news reports. Mm. So it's just a 44-minute documentary of the history of the Challenger disaster.
Yeah, that I would definitely, because I was in grammar school, I think, at the time when that happened. So I would definitely be interested in seeing some more to that story, background stuff, instead of watching what actually happened on
yeah, screen. Just the, you know, the actual, you know, in life as it happened at that moment. I remember that as well. But this was, no, it been, was it grammar school? High school, I thought. Anyway. But, yeah, so this is going to give you some more perspective on that.
Well, wasn't that in the 80s? Like 85, 86? The Challenger explosion?
No.
Get your Google fingers out real
I'm
quick.
I'm Googling it now.
No.
Oh, it was 86.
Yeah, there you go. See?
I didn't think it was later than that.
No. No. Yeah, so I was 86, 70, 73. I was 13. So,
you know, I'm probably thinking of the Columbia.
Okay.
But January 28th, 1986.
Mm-hmm.
So, 73 seconds into flight.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this would be quite quite the documentary to watch. It's only 44 minutes long, so it's not extensive.
You can't imagine them having that much tape on that from back in, you know, 86. Not everything, I'm assuming, not everything was filmed as much as today's stuff would be.
No, you know what I mean? And again, the sad reality is it was only 73 seconds long of...
Right, a flight.
A mission, yeah. So, and then the brief moments afterwards. And they're still trying to find that pieces of that shuttle.
Mm-hmm. Well, my next, since you brought it down, I'll continue on that one. My next one, Titanic, 25 years later with James Cameron.
Oh, so I thought you were going to go with the JFK one. No,
yeah, okay. No. 2023, one season. I thought I only saw one episode on it. So I how can you have multiple seasons or one season with one episode? I don't know. But it's a documentary. Yeah, documentary. Mm-hmm. And apparently they Cameron debunks myths about the shipwreck and whether Jack could survive.
Oh, interesting. I thought the Mythbusters did that too. Or maybe I this was they, for the put did.
It could have been. That might have. Yeah.
Maybe all together on this.
But yeah, I would love to dive into this too, because that's another thing that I'm fascinated with. It was a Titanic. I'm not going to go and try to find thing in the ocean. But from the outside looking in, I'll watch whatever you got.
Oh, absolutely. To me, it's a fantastic piece of history. Not fantastic, but very captivating.
Yes.
Moment of history. And, you know, sharing our love of cruising. You know, what it did to the maritime world and progress things. But it is a captivating story and set of events. I enjoy learning more about it. Enjoy sounds like a weird word to say, but right. You know, I'm fascinated by it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would be something to interested to check out. And to keep going in this joyous discussion.
right.
My next one is 2019's Eyewitness D-Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Five key turning points that changed the course of history during the D-Day landing. So again, this is straight up that this straight up Disney Plus, another 44-minute National Geographic documentary on D-Day. So there's actually a number of military things on there. Buried Secrets of World War II, the Mighty Eight Air Force, Drain the Oceans, World War II. So there's a number of, if you are big into history. Oh, wait, here's an expanded description. One famous day, five heroes, five key turning points that changed the course of World War II during D-Day landing, told through the eyes of the people who made the difference, using rarely seen archived footage, dramatic reconstructions, and written accounts from eyewitnesses, the personal testimony of these five heroes. This is D-Day as never seen before. So that actually sounds quite interesting as well.
It often amazes me how, because obviously back then, you know, the recording instruments weren't as good as we got today. So it always amazes me going back and seeing the old footage, like who actually was filming that, how they could capture that kind of footage from back then, you know.
I've always been surprised with how much actual footage there is from World War II, from the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides not including like the newsreels and stuff, but how many soldiers or people had the home video cameras, the 8mm, and captured these moments. And my dad used to have a VHS series called Victory at Sea. It was on PBS. One year, my mom got the VHS set of it, and it's a whole bunch of just, again, guys on ships in the Pacific with 8mm cameras recording,
mm-hmm.
you know, daily life to actual combat, you know, ship battles.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite fascinating to see that this is not a studio production. This is actual history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nuts. Anyway, okay, well, let's try to liven it up a little bit. I guess this is from the Nat Geo section. Dr. T, Lone Star Vet. This is Dr.
Pity the fool.
Lone Star Vet. 2019, one season long. Dr. Lauren Thielen is in her home in Texas, and to her very own exotic animal practice located alongside one of the state's largest and busiest animal hospitals. With the support of her ER staff and more than a dozen specialists, she treats everything from emus to hedgehogs.
Ooh.
So if you're into, like, you know, hedgehogs. ER and... ER with animals.
There's actually a couple of love vet series on there. Dr. Pole is another one, which I've seen some of those ones. I'm not trying to think. Have I seen this one? I've watched a few.
Yeah,
but it's interesting to watch.
Yeah.
It's people helping animals who obviously can't really help themselves and stuff.
Right.
And you get the humanity of it all. So mm-hmm. those are very interesting things to watch.
You can touch at the heartstrings. That's for yes. sure.
Yes. Know? Kind of feel good. As long as you can hold the constitution to be able to see, you know, animals who are not always in the, best of situations sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
In case if you want something on a slightly different scale, let's see here. Here we go. I found out you can also watch on Disney Plus Ghost Hunters.
Oh, that was a good. I seen them. They were on. Is that Sci-Fi? They were on the Sci-Fi Network, I think. Right?
Was it? I don't know. Because this is straight Disney Plus, so it doesn't tell me the original broadcasting.
Okay. I know at one point that because I do know that show because I used to watch them religiously, and then life happened and I ran out of time to watch them.
So I guess this is like their second run because it says here, and this was two. It's a docuseries. It's two seasons and 22 episodes in total. So 15 years after the introduction of the introducing the world to a field of authentic paranormal investigations, Ghost Hunters returns to television. The series that terrified and captivated fans for 11 seasons and follows one of the original team leaders, Grant Wilson, handpicked group of professional ghost hunters as they use their decades of field experience to investigate hauntings across the country, engaging forensic experts, historical records, and the most innovating technologies available. The news squad will help everyday people who are struggling with unexplained supernatural phenomenons. The team is committed to discovering the truth to give relief to those plagued by paranormal activities and will follow the evidence they uncover everywhere it may lead. Mm-hmm. Person who wrote this had a wonderful thesaurus.
Yeah. And if memory serves me correct, they used to do a live event at an actual haunted place. That yes. they needed to do, and they would camp out. It would be on. I'm pretty sure it was Sci-Fi back in the day, and they would broadcast the whole. I'm pretty sure they would broadcast the whole thing. Obviously, they would, if they wanted to air that episode later, they would truncate it down to the normal hour long, running time. But I'm pretty sure you could watch that, the whole thing, and I don't know if they ever caught anything because I'm not watching a whole overnight ghost hunt.
Sure you are. this is still so this is kind of like the spinoff of it.
Yeah. I'm surprised that's still going out because when did that come out?
Well, this is 2019 to 2020.
Okay, so the other iteration, yeah, because that was so 2010, or whenever it was. They had their run.
Like, Dave's trying to be hip again.
It wasn't just them. There's a Ghost Adventurers series too, as well, or something like that.
There's a number of those type of things.
Yeah, so they had its run, but Ghost Whispers. Yeah, I thought that it came and went, and their time had passed. Because how many times can you visit? Each group visit the same house that other ones did and stuff. So, But yes, good pick on that one. I wouldn't expect that to be on there either.
No, like I said, there's like a lot of like interesting things that you would not expect. Oh, this is on Disney Plus? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Like your next one.
Yeah, exactly. I keep, for whatever reason, looks like I'm into documentaries and I didn't know it.
I was starting to do that myself. I'm like, I need to kind of diversify this because there's, documentaries are great. But no, it's not for everybody, so I want to kind of spread it around. Right. But there's a lot of great documentaries in there.
UFO Conspiracy, Hunt for the Truth. When this come out? 2017. It's one episode, I believe. And it says, in the 70 years since the famed Roswell UFO crash, there is a long history of allegations involving alien phenomenon and their supposed government cover-ups. This special takes a hard look at the most famous and lesser known UFO reports. Yeah, it's one episode, hour and 21 minutes.
Is that a Hulu one or is that a Disney Plus one?
It's Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, I guess it was on because it has history next to it. So I guess it was on the History Channel and it's gone on through Hulu. That is something like when I saw that, that's one of the things I'm like, ooh, I want to watch that. I'm fascinated with UFO stuff. I mean, we've not, I don't think we've ever personally had a conversation on that, but I think they're out there. I think they're out there and I want proof. You could be an alien for all I know.
Dude, just pay no attention to the giant big blue phone police box behind me.
Yeah, exactly.
Aliens? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got a TARDIS. What are you talking about?
I love that stuff. But and then, you know, there was like the what was it? Just recently.
Let me mind erase you.
Just recently, there was that thing at the mall, right? In Florida or something like that, where they were saying an alien was running around or something like that. I'm like, it's 2024, 2023, whatever at the time. Everybody's got a camera. Show me video footage of this alien that you guys are talking about. Yep. If not, stop reporting that it's an alien. Yep. And they're like, oh, no, well, the men in black were down there mind wiping everybody's brains. That's why you couldn't see the footage.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Just because it is Florida. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much sun, people. Too much sun. That's no alien. That's just me running around with my shirt off. Speaking of Paranora and Supernatural, Dance Moms is also on there. All eight seasons.
Yep, I saw those. Yeah. I didn't see them, but I saw them on there. Yes.
Of Dance Moms. Dance Moms follows Abby Lee Miller and the nation's favorite tween dancers as they take on Hollywood while new additions, new competitions, and new studios raise the stakes. Ran from 2011 through 2019. Dance Moms, everybody.
Is that one of your shows that you have watched?
Oh, I've binged. No, never.
I didn't go to sleep. I watched them all. I had a marathon.
When I was done with Game of Thrones, I started watching Dance Moms.
Yeah. So anyway, my next one, I didn't like it. It was a popular show. It ran from 2008 to 2014. But I, sticking with the theme, I never thought we would see it on. It's going to be on Hulu, Disney Plus, whatever. Wipeout.
Oh, yes.
Wipeout.
Because it was on ABC.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And now it is on, it's the, what do you call it? John Henson and Jill Wagner features 24 contestants of all ages, shapes, and sizes as they go head-to-head in four rounds of demanding competition on the world's largest obstacle course. Say that 10 times fast. The challenges change each week, but always result in hilarious spills and thrills and a race for a $50,000 prize. So yeah, I used to love that show. We'll
film in someone's backyard. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I enjoyed that show.
Yeah. That show would crack you up because you're like, you're rooting for him, and then you get whacked with the foam bar, you know? You're like, oh.
You got to duck at the right time. Yeah. Bonk, dong. Yeah, that's an enjoyable show. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Keeping with the fun times, the Garfield movies, the 2004, 2006 live action Garfield movies 1 and 2 are available on Disney Plus.
Mm. All right, and they're redoing. Aren't they redoing Garfield again, like soon?
Yes, through a different studio.
Different studios doing
so because these were done through Fox. So obviously the license agreement has lapsed with Fox. I want to say it's Sony, but maybe it's Universal that picked up for the new Garfield. Garfield. 2024 Chris Pratt Garfield movie, and it is what's the studio?
I don't know, couldn't tell you. All I know is like
Falcon, Dean Egg, One Cool. Okay. It's
Studio to be named later.
Yeah. Yeah, don't so more on the yeah. Somebody else. All right. So it's not one of the major production houses.
Mm. I don't know if that's good or bad.
yeah. I mean, it's Chris Pratt, Samuel L. Jackson, Ving Rhames.
Oh, Ving Rhames. Yeah. That, okay. If you're getting big names like that, the studio can't be like you know, some.
Yeah. So Chris Pratt is Garfield.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson's Vic. I don't know who Vic is. Ving Rhames is Odie. Otto. Otto? Who's Otto? Nicholas Holt is John Arbuckle. Oh. Harvey Guillen is Odie. And Snoop Dogg is Snoop Cat.
They actually named it Snoop Cat?
Yes.
That's fitting. I love it.
Snoop Dogg is Snoop Cat. Remind me to tell you off mic something, a story about Snoop Dogg. So, okay. Yeah. So, but this is not that one. This is the one with Bill Murray taking over for Lorenzo Circus, who uncannily have a very similar sounding voice. In the live action, Garfield, the first one, and Garfield and Tale of Two Kitties, the second, the follow-up one, 2004, 2006, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
and Garfield's like one of those, it's one of those ones where it's like, you want to enjoy it, they pretty much are enjoyable, but it's, I haven't had one that was like, okay, they nailed Garfield, you know?
Not since the stuff that they did in the 80s.
Yeah.
It hasn't really, really been Garfield. The first one was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not the stuff that they, you know, the animated stuff that they did in the 80s that I think really embodied.
Yeah.
The character of Garfield.
So, all right. Well, I got two more. How many do you want to? Do you want to do two more? Or you want to?
Let's see if we could blow through two more because I got two more.
Okay.
I got more than two more, but I could do two more.
So back in the sports world, Venus and Serena. It's another docuseries. I didn't know documentary. I didn't know. Picked the 2013 hour and 40 minutes. Documentary takes you on an unprecedented look inside the lives of tennis legends Venus and Serena Williams. From the outside looking in, I there were times I was really into tennis just watching it, and there's times that obviously now I don't have time for any sports in my life, but this I would like to see because that you got two legends there of the tennis world, and you know obviously there was a movie more recent that was out, but this I would rather see than the movie. Don't hold that against me.
Yeah, no, that sounds you know, it could be entertaining, it could be enjoyable. So yeah, I mean, again, if you're into the tennis stuff, by all means,
mm-hmm.
go right ahead. Some of us more than others. I'm sure it would be enjoyable, you know, not fully my thing. I'm not against tennis. I there are some fantastic stories that come out of it. Yeah.
No, I used to, back in my early 20s, I think, for whatever reason, not all the tournaments, just the majors that would be on TV. I would be watching them, you know, Agassi, you know, whatever. I was watching them. But, you know, again, life happens. Sports go away. And that's the end of that.
Kids.
Yeah. So, all what do you got?
So, I mean, I guess you would almost expect us to be on there and be surprised at the same time. The 1955 Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, wow.
But strangely enough, only 5 episodes of it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so 1 week's worth of the Mickey Mouse Club is available on Disney Plus, but it is the original black and white Cubby, Annette, John, all of them.
Why do you suppose only 1 week's, like, why do you suppose only 1 5-week
thing? Not fully sure. I guess it's one of those, again, they have to pay for these series, and it also takes up, it's virtual, it only takes up so much space. It takes up server space, so just like you only have so much space on your phone to take pictures and put videos and whatnot on there. You know, they only have so many servers that they can, you know, load up these files on and keep track of and maintain that, you know, you just can't, it's not an infinite amount of space, people. As much as we'd like to think it is, you know, every time that they add something on, they either have to take something else out or put in another server to be able to harness or hold the file that you want to stream. So no, there's sometimes a reason why, okay, either stuff has to go away or you just don't get as much of it as you want to or whatnot. So I think this is kind of a combination of both, that all right, we will do right by having some of it on there. We'll give you a week.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then if they ever free up any, if they free up space, they can always add extra, weeks or whatever, or rotate in episodes.
Yeah, they can switch up. There's plenty of stuff. There was an episode of the Musketeers Go to Disneyland.
Mm.
So that's out there as well. So I mean, there's stuff. Yeah. You know what? I don't even remember. I didn't even follow that up to see if Spin and Marty's on there.
Mm. I don't know.
Yep, Spin and Marty is on here.
There you go.
Did they give him more than 5 episodes? Yes. Oh, my goodness. They have the entire first 25 episodes of the first season. They only have the one season. But they have, all 25 episodes. So they did more of Spin and Marty and the Triple R Ranch than poor Mickey Mouse Club.
Mm. Oh. We want more Mickey Mouse Club.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
Anyway, my last one would be, this is more of a recent thing, 2024. Jonathan Majors Speaks. Now, it's only one episode, 34 minutes long or whatever it is. But basically it's him talking about what he went through, recently. So for people that are like me, like I heard what happened, but I don't know all the details of that. And this would, I'm assuming, give you some insight into what he was going through, what happened and all that stuff like that. So for me, I would be interested in seeing this. I didn't see it advertised. I didn't even think it would be on this, but there it is.
Yeah. So my last one, huh?
Yeah.
I could hit us up with something like Free Solo, the documentary and the movie, Aragon, or everyone's favorite, Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal. But I will somehow
way to throw them all in there.
I'll hold off on those. Right. Which in this one, I think will kind of, going back to the sports entertainment stuff, the WWE.
Ooh.
Is on, it's again through your Hulu subscription. But Monday Night Raw, SmackDown. What was the other thing that, Love in WWE, Bianca and Montez. series that they did.
So they're putting old episodes. So they're putting a full episode of like Monday Night Raw on there that you can rewatch.
Yeah. So if you want to watch Monday Night Raw, we actually happen to be recording this on Monday night. You would be able to go tomorrow and watch it on there.
Is it just recent stuff, or it's not the? I'm assuming it's not the full library, because that would take up a lot of memory space.
So I can go back to 2014. So September.
Is that the Attitude Era with Rock and all them, or no?
Yo, you know this stuff better than me. January 6, 2014. So you can start watching from there and go forward. So, there's Hulk Hogan, Bray Wyatt, CM Punk, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, Ric Flair, Million Dollar Man, Roddy Piper. Yeah, you got a bunch of stuff back there. So yeah, you want to watch that? You want to watch some SmackDown? You got some SmackDown on there too. You know, you can go back. They don't go as far back with SmackDown. So, but you can again if you want to watch the next day's episode. Yeah, or watch last night's episode.
Is that through Hulu?
That is through Hulu.
Since I know everybody's got their hand in the pot there, but it's like, you know, Peacock, it has become for their main events kind of like WrestleMania was on Peacock. So yep. It's like they keep that library, I guess, but Hulu gets this library. Like it's weird. You would think that it would be all in one pool. Instead of spread out all over the place.
Yeah, being that they're the WWE is its own entity, you know, it's how they sign up the license agreements. So Hulu, remember, is the brainchild of Fox, NBC, ABC.
Right.
So you will have SmackDown is on Fox. So, okay, there's the natural connection there. Mm-hmm. And Monday Night Raw is on USA, which is part of NBC. So that's how that gets pulled into there. Mm-hmm. So that's how, strangely enough, the WWE ends up on Disney Plus.
Right, okay. But the pay-per-view events, you can see a different streaming.
That is exclusively on Peacock. That is all on that end. So yeah, WrestleMania, you have to go to Peacock. Some of the documentaries and stuff, you have to go over there. What is it? Backlash is coming up. That's going to be on Peacock. So that's all that's available on that end.
But when Raw is supposed to be on Netflix in the future, so does that's going to, you know what I mean? Because now that's going to be on Netflix, not on Hulu. So I guess that's going to be a different deal where the library goes to them, or I don't know.
To some extent, something of that. Yeah. Something of that nature will cause it to move over to Netflix. You know, if they get the back catalog or not.
Yeah.
Don't know. So if you want to watch some of that old stuff, then I suggest you start spending your time wisely and enjoying it now.
The streaming devices have become following the bouncing ball. Like where is this show going next?
Pretty much. And this is why we already talked about Doctor Who. I said, you know, don't be surprised if the 2003 series or 2005 series ends up on Disney Plus sooner than later. It's just a matter of when does the HBO Max or whatever it is agreement end, and you know it will switch over.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
That is quite the list.
Yeah, I agree.
So thank you for doing the research.
Yeah, no, not a problem. It took a little back and forth to figure out how we wanted to do this. Cause
it was a concept of like, hey, why don't we just check this out?
Right.
And then you're like, well, how do you want to do that? You mean like this or like that or like this? Yeah. I'm like,
Talking about like the rated R adult content that we thought would never be on, like on there, but now is, but you know,
Deadpool, Logan, that type
right,
of
thing. Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of that stuff though is through the Hulu end.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool and Logan aren't, but some of the other stuff is.
Yeah.
Just give you an example of a lot of things that you didn't think might be available through Disney Plus, including Hulu or not including Hulu, is out there for your entertainment, for your enjoyment to discover. So don't just stop at what's on the menu. Do take your time to go through searching, to really dig deep. One of the things I was doing, and this is what I suggested to Dave whenever we were doing our research, was to go into the search section of the app and just type in a letter of the alphabet. So, you know, say you pick the letter C. So you type in the letter C, search. No additional letters, just the letter C. And it will bring up a list of shows that start with the letter C's. So Cars and Chimpanzees and Cruella and those type of stuff, it will pull up in Chip and Dale. So there will be a number of things that it will pull up. And sometimes you happen to come upon one that goes, oh, wait a second. I didn't know the Challenger disaster was on there.
Yeah.
So, or J, and you're going through and go, oh, the JFK files. This could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of gems, a lot of things that we didn't touch on because there's only so much time in this episode. It's already over an hour. So there's a lot of things that you want, you may find that you may have an interest in. If you are a history buff, there is a number of documentaries about historical events like World War II, Titanic disaster, and different things like that. Yeah, so,
because we mentioned stuff that caught our eyes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff out there that can catch whatever your thing is, it's probably there and could catch your eyes too. So doing that kind of search actually helped me because when I was going through it, I'm like, okay, he's right. Because here's the list and, you know, whatever I thought was interesting to me or whatever, that's the one I picked. So I suggest people doing that as well. It helps. It works.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a bunch of musical things on there. There's the Ed Sheeran documentary. There's stuff for Taylor Swift. There's BTS is on there. So you got a number, Olivia Rodrigo. So if you're into music, there's a number of musical things. I think we were saying the Beatles. Into musicals, Sound of Music. I think My Fair Lady's one of them. Newsies, the Broadway musicals on there. Hamilton. So there is so much more than I think people want to realize or even fathom that is available through Disney Plus, through your Disney Plus subscription, that it's like, oh, I just don't want to watch Disney princess movies all the time or Star Wars movies all the time. There is so, so much more than just that. That is just really the surface
right.
Of the litany of things, the plethora of things that are out there.
Yep. Good word. Good use.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Dave, for taking up this gauntlet and accepting my challenge and not slapping me back in the face with the gauntlet.
Nope.
Hey. I promise I'm not going to nitpick you on this stuff. So.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I appreciate it. And, Yeah, no, and thank you for coming back on.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. And I don't know, let's talk Bad Batch or something down the road.
Absolutely. Once I get caught up on that, with the series just finishing, I will try to put a push on binging the series, finishing it up, so we can do a review on the Bad Batch.
Not to extend the episode, but how many was there? 15 episodes for the season? I think there. So we got, what, like two more to go, I think.
We just finished it.
Unless they're doing a double. No, because I think 13 was the last one dropped. Bad Batch.
Sorry,
yeah.
People.
Episode 13, was the last one dropped. I think there's 15 or 16 episodes. So I don't know if they're doing like a two-episode finale or whatever. So we might have
more. Yeah, there's 15. Weeks. No, 15 episodes. 24th and May 1st will be the final.
Okay. All right. So you got 2 weeks to catch up, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. It's only 10 episodes. Yeah. Thank you. So. It's gonna be a late night.
Yes.
All right. Thank you again, sir.
Yep. Thank you.
Again, join us on the social media. Let us know what are some of the gems that you have found on Disney Plus, including Hulu or not including Hulu. That I leave that up to you. But let us know on our social media. Remember, we can be found just about anywhere at WD Magic Cast. Make sure you subscribe our YouTube channel, where you can also check out this episode on there as well. And plus, as well as pretty much any other episodes in the past, they're all available there. I want to thank you for your time. I know how little time you have, and the fact that we get to spend some time together truly means a lot to me, to us over here at the WD Magicast family. We cannot thank you enough. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for coming back and letting us into your lives. I hope we bring you some enjoyment. If we can ask you, please go to Apple Podcasts, go to Stitcher, leave us a rating review. We have all 5-star reviews at the moment. Keep them coming. The more we have, the more that those sites will help promote the episodes. Or do your part, share out a link on social media, let people know about the episode that you're listening to, about this podcast, because the more people that listen, the better it is. We'll believe in a big Disney family, and so do I. Don't forget to subscribe to the show while you're at it. This way you always know when new episodes are posted. Or while you're at it, consider becoming a premium subscriber. Truly help the show out. You could do this over at Spotify podcasts.com/WDMagicCast, I believe it is. Links to all these, including our social and to the Tee Public Store, are in the show notes. Speaking of the Tee Public Store, make sure to check it out. Get yourself something cool to wear, something nice in the summer, tote bag to carry stuff over on the beach, whatever. It's available on Tee Public. Check it out. Good stuff. Help us out again there. Whatever you're facing out there, whatever troubles you have bearing down on you that are weighing you down, don't give up. Don't ever give up. I know it's easy for me to say, but you are appreciated. You are special. You are unique. There's only one of you on this planet. There will only ever be one of you. And that's for a good reason, because you are special. You are here for a purpose. You make a difference in someone else's lives that you may not know. You may never know them. But the fact that you were here changed someone's life. Never give up. Never give in. Be your own hero. And if you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it. Help will be given to those who ask. It may be from a complete stranger, but that stranger may be the one who touches and changes your life. Now, I'd like to end this week's show with a quote from Walt Disney himself. We can learn a lot from nature in action. Amongst other things, this: each creature must earn its right to live and survive by his own effort, according to his wit and energy and the things which in human relations we call moral behavior. Again, that's from Walt Disney. Thank you again for listening, everyone, and I'll see you next time.